Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620. Hey, I have a request for you.
Okay.
Tell Ben I'd like him to crank your power up to about 80 million watts so we can get you up here in D.C. and have some good radio.
All right. Well, good. You can always listen to us on RadioAggieland.com. You don't like the radio up there. I understand that.
That's right.
Obviously, gosh, so many things have happened since we have spoken last, and I guess we can just tick down the order. First, obviously, the idea that the government has been gathering information on citizens, basically all citizens. You had a briefing yesterday from the NSA, is that correct?
That's correct.
Now, I know you can't talk in any specificity, but how long did that last? How long was the briefing, and how do you feel now as opposed to before that briefing took place?
Well, the briefing took about an hour, and we had several senior law enforcement personnel and intelligence personnel making a presentation to us. It confirms what I felt after I learned the news on Thursday and Friday of last week about the NSA's activity, my feeling was that the intelligence and law enforcement agencies had gone beyond what they're allowed to do under FISA and under the Patriot Act. And so now we're sort of stuck in this position. What do you do to fix those two acts so that this doesn't happen again? And if you do those things, what does it do in terms of weakening or potentially weakening our ability to secure ourselves? So that's sort of the head scratching that we're going through at this point in time.
I think there are a lot of people who basically are angry to know that this is going on in supposedly the land of the free. And while they understand the feeling that we want terrorists to not be able to be here and be amongst us, even though they probably are, what can you say to people today who are innocent Americans, if you will, to feel any better about this?
Well, Scott, I can't. That's the problem. I can't tell Americans today that the Constitution and the liberties and freedoms that are guaranteed under our Constitution are being given preference versus security. And I believe that's the way what our Constitution intends, is that the constitutional secured freedoms that we have trump security. I just don't feel that's the case. Now, what troubles me is I'm having a hard time figuring out how to balance this so that we put freedom first and security slightly underneath it. I don't trust what's going on in the United States government right now, particularly coming from the executive branch. And so I can't give anybody any comfort that this is even the end of what's going on. My suspicion is that there is overreach in several other areas of the government. We've seen it with the IRS. We've seen it with the Department of Justice. I just wonder how far this culture goes, and it really troubles me.
Edward Snowden is obviously the person who's in the middle of this as the whistleblower. As one member of Congress, as one individual, how do you characterize Edward Snowden?
His alleged activities, I believe, are treasonous. Now, here's the deal. A lot of people view him as a hero. I don't think he was. I believe that, what I would do is I would charge him as a traitor to the country. Because he had other options, and the other options are like this. When other people have trouble with the United States government or they're concerned about something, they typically go to Congress or they talk to somebody about this. For instance, if he had been one of my constituents, or even if he wasn't a constituent, if he had brought this to me, what I would have done is to have gotten him a confidential, off-the-record meeting with the chairman of the Intelligence Committee or the chairman of the Judicial Committee, and let us deal with it instead of him just deciding that he's going to give away state secrets. While I'm glad we know what we know now, his actions still are treasonous.
Fox News is, I think, in the midst of a multiple part. I saw sort of the first part on Monday, I think, where their reporter flew over a 100,000-square-foot facility that's being built about 25 miles south of Salt Lake City. I don't know how much it cost. We know how much information they can apparently store there. How could something like this, first of all, did you vote for that? And secondly, how could something like this be built and us, the American public, not necessarily be informed about?
Well, if typically when you don't have line items in the intelligence budget to vote for, because the intelligence line item is usually sort of a black box. It has an aggregate number, and you don't, and usually only the people in the intelligence committee know what's underneath it. So to give you a direct answer, I don't know if I voted for it or not. My suspicion is, based on how far along that facility is, that that was approved in Congress's prior to my election. That said, we've got to go do some research to try to figure out when this was approved. So I may or may not have voted for it. I hate to give you a squishy answer, but the intelligence parts of the budget are classified, so you don't always know what you're voting on.
Sure, that's understandable. Bill Flores joining us from D.C. Okay, let's quickly take a look at some legislative things. What have you got coming up?
Well, this week we've got the National Defense Authorization Act that's up. One of the big issues that we've been talking about with respect to the Defense Department is sexual abuse, sexual crimes committed in the military, and so this NDAA Act is going to try to put some to codify better enforcement and better teeth to prevent this from happening. I mean, there were about 28,000 incidents in the military last year, and that's 28,000 too many.
Boy, yeah.
So we've got to clean that up. We're going to be whipping the Ag Bill this week, and the Ag Bill will probably be on the floor next week. Next week we'll also have the Defense Appropriations Bill and probably Ag Appropriations Bill. I'm also a member of the House Energy Action Team, and we're going to have some energy legislation coming to the floor next week.
Now, Politico is reporting that John Boehner is going to try to formulate some kind of a game plan to get a version of the immigration bill through the House, and he's asking committees to wrap up their work in time for the July 4th recess. Does it look like everybody's going to fall in line there?
It's hard to tell. We had a joint meeting last week between parts of the Gang of Eight from the Senate side, the Republican members of the Gang of Eight, and also some other folks that don't like the immigration reform that came out of the Gang of Eight bill, as well as some of our own leadership that's dealing with immigration. And there are some areas where we have consensus. There are some areas we don't have consensus. We have consensus on border security. We have consensus on the need for an improved and mandatory E-Verify system. We have consensus in terms of trying to fix the broken entry-exit visa program. We have consensus on trying to make legal immigration, to improve that process. Where we don't have consensus is what to do with the 11 million folks that are here illegally today. I'm glad the speaker's bringing this up. I think we need to have this discussion. We've got our own Gang of Eight. It's now a Gang of Seven. They are finished with their legislation. They're supposed to bring it out this week, and that way we can start the discussion. Also, I'm a member of the Executive Committee of the Immigration Reform Caucus. We introduced a bill last week to strengthen border security and strengthen the entry-exit visa system. We're going to have a press conference about that at 12:45 Central Time today.
Anything that you can kind of give us as a heads-up on that as to what differentiates from the other legislation that's out there?
Well, if you look at the Gang of Eight program in the Senate, the border security and the entry-exit program were really, really weak. And what we do is we actually tighten it up. We have independent verification of our security status instead of having the Secretary of Homeland Security self-certify that they're the border secure. We also come up with a better system, I think, for the entry-exit visa program than what they've come up with. And we also put more boots on the ground compared to what the Gang of Eight did.
Okay. Well, when is that news conference?
That will be at 12:45 Central Time today.
Very good. We'll look forward to that.